This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Senior BJP leader Nayab Singh will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Haryana for the second consecutive term today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya yesterday and staked the claim to form a new government in the state following his election as BJP Legislature Party leader. Meanwhile, Mr. Singh has said that the result of the recruitment examination for 24,000 government jobs in the state will be declared today. Prime Minister Modi will chair a half-day conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance and their deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President J.P. Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah will also attend the meeting. According to a BJP statement, the proceedings will begin immediately after the swearing-in ceremony of Nayab Singh as Chief Minister of Haryana. The meeting will follow a structured agenda focusing on national development issues. It will also include discussions on the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Prime Minister Modi will also attend the celebrations of Abhidhamma Divas and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi today. The International Buddhist Confederation, in association with the Culture Ministry, is observing the International Abhidhamma Divas. The Prime Minister will share his insights on the significance of Abhidhamma Divas, the importance of the Pali language, and the government's ongoing efforts to preserve and promote the rich heritage of Buddha Dhamma. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Malawi from today till the 19th of this month. She is scheduled to have bilateral meetings with the leadership of Malawi and also to meet the Indian diaspora. President Murmu held bilateral meeting with her Mauritanian counterpart, Mohamed Ould Ghazouani, yesterday. She also participated in the delegation-level talks. Four MOUs were signed between the two countries to strengthen the bilateral ties. India has reiterated that Canada has not presented any evidence in support of the allegations leveled against India and Indian diplomats in response to media queries regarding Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's deposition at the Commission of Inquiry. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the deposition confirms what India has been saying all along. He further said the responsibility of the damage that this cavalier behavior has caused to India-Canada relations lies with Prime Minister Trudeau alone. India's response came after the Canadian Prime Minister admitted that his government lacked solid proof when it initially accused India of being involved in the killing of Khalistani terrorist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. Niti Aayog will organize an international methanol seminar and Expo 2024 in New Delhi from today. The event will be held in collaboration with the Methanol Institute of the United States. The two-day event will highlight the progress of projects and research and development initiatives related to methanol production, application, and allied technological developments in the world. Valmiki Jayanti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day marks the birth anniversary of Maharishi Valmiki, the author of Ramayana. Maharishi Valmiki is also revered as the Adi Kavi, or the first poet of Sanskrit language. The processions, called Shobha Yatra, is also taken out to mark the occasion. IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, South Andhra Pradesh, Rayalaseema, Kerala, South Interior Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. In football, India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening match of the SAF Women's Championship 2024 in Kathmandu, Nepal today. The match will start at 5:15 p.m. IST. The Indian women's football team and Pakistan are drawn in Group A along with reigning champions Bangladesh. In cricket, India were 10-4-3 in their first innings against New Zealand on the second day of the first test match in Bengaluru when reports last came in. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and chose to bat first after day one was washed out at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.